Shaina Oichel, that he's not allowed to eat kochim. In Zaina Din, isn't it a sore for sure, Shim Ova Chilu, that if he does the Avod, he should be Mechalu? So that's the way the Rebbe Shmuel went out, a Kalba Chaimo, that a Zar should pass through the Korban. The Torah says no, Ma Lebal Mum, Shekain Osaboy, Korif Kemakriz. I tell you that, just like by the Korban itself, there's a Psul of a Baal Mum. If the Korban, the animal, has a Mum on it, you can't bring it. But the Chomedic of Psul, not only does it apply to the Kain, it also applies to the animal. So maybe here there's such a Psul of a Baal Mum, or Kain that's a Baal Mum, and he does the Avodah, he'll pass it. Mashen Kain, by a Zar, there's no such Psul of a Korban being a Zar. So maybe if a Zar, or Yisrael, does the Avodah, maybe does not make a Psul. The male is a Pirchon, it's Kal V'chayma. Gemara says, Tomei Yechiech, I bring a proof from a Tomei. A Kohen that's Tomei, if it does the Avodah, it makes the Psul, he passes the Korban, like we'll learn soon. And there's no Din Tumah by the Korban itself. A Korban, a Baal Chai, is not Makabel Tumah. Gemara says, no, Mal Tomei Shekein Metamei. I'll tell you, a person, a Kohen that's Tomei, has something special to him. That a person is Metamei something else. If he's Tomei, he's Nava Tumah, he's Metamei somebody else. Maybe that's why he passes the Avodah. But his Zara does not be Matamar anybody, maybe he does not pass through the Korban. So when it says on this, we'll go back to Baal Mum Yechiech. Baal Mum could be Yechiech for this. Or Baal Mum does not make somebody else a Baal Mum. So Chosra Din, I learn out backwards one from the other. And I say, Leroy Zek, Roy Zev, Leroy Zek, Roy Zev, that this Chumra is not the same as the other one. So each one cancels out the other one. What is the Hatzara Shava Sheben? What's the common denominator here? What do they both have in common? Shemus Horim, that there's a law in Azoro not to do the Avoida. They can't do the Avoida not when he's a Balmum and not when he's Tomei. V'yim Ovdu Chilu, in both of these two cases, we learn out from Sukkim that he is Mechalo the Korbin. Is Afana Yovi Zar? The same way I learn out from this Kavachoyma, like, I learn that a Zar, a regular Yisrael, Shu Muzar, who soon sees from where there's a law for Zar not to do the Avoida. And therefore, v'yimov atchilu, if he does the avoido, that's the limud. Now we learn out from a kal v'chayma, from a zar, and we learn out from a balmum, and from a tomei, that he would be mechalo the avoido. Now the Gemara says, minolon demuzo. From which pasuk, how do we know to say that a zar, where's the law for a zar not to do the avoido? E mi v'yinozru, if from the pasuk of v'yinozru, if you dash like we learned before, that v'yinozru mikosh b'nei Yisrael, meaning that the Bnei Yisrael has to stay away and not to do the Avodah. If so, for dashing like that, then Chilu Begufik Sivdei. It says clearly, V'lo Yechalu. It says there'll be Mechalu the Korban. She did not have to have a Kal V'chayma then. It says clearly in the Pasuk. So this can't be the Drosh. And this Mandiyam is not dashing like we had before, like the Vei Levi learned. Because according to the Vei Levi, according to Levi, you do not have to have a Kal V'chayma. So obviously, Rabbi Shmuel is not learning like this. So where's Rabbi Shmuel's pasuk from? Gemara says, "Elo mi v'zar lo yakriv aleichem." From another pasuk, there's a law of a zar should not come to do the avodah. Here it does not say chilu. Therefore, it's only in azara. How do I know that the zar has been mechalal the korban that I have this kavu chayim of the limud? Now the Gemara says, "Ikal mitzvah no yikasul." That's the question. Mali asar hashavah shavim shekain lo yhutru b'boma. I tell you, there's no by a boma. There's an Indian that a Baal Mum cannot do the Avoida, and if you tell me also he cannot do the Avoida. Mashenkin is Zara, Zara is kosher by Obama. So I cannot learn out that a Zara would pass the Avoida in the base of English from a Tome, from a Baal Mum, because by them there's no Heter by Bomas Yochid, Bishas Heter Abomas. Mashenkin is Zara is kosher, Bishas Heter Abomas. So maybe a Zara has a less of a Psul. Maybe if a Zara does the Avoida, he does not pass the Korban. Gemara says, okay, Loi Taimu, do not say, we won't enough from a Baal Mum, do not say then that Tommy Yechiech, we need Tommy to be Yechiech, Eleim Arad Oinin Yechiech, Tommy and Oinin is Yechiech. And Oinin will learn out from Sukkim later, that if an Oinin, again, that's his Kayin, that his father died before they made the Kfura, he's called an Oinin, he's not allowed to do the Avoida, and soon later we'll learn out from Sukkim that he passes the Avoida, like we'll soon see, how do we know that an Oinin could do the Avoida Bishas Heter Abomis? So you see, an Oinin, even though there's a Bishas Heter Abomis, he's Mutter, still b'shas the base hamikdash. When anyone does it, it makes up soul. Therefore, zah should be the same way. The Gemara says no. Just learn out from einain mali einain shekain osar b'maisim. The Kal v'chomer would be that if einain. In other words, when he wants to ask the kasha from a baal mum, she said no. Baal mum is more chomer. Because just like it applies by the kain, it also applies to the behemoth. So don't say that a tummy yachich, but rather say now an einin yachich. An einin does not apply to an animal. There's no denying by an animal. So you have to clear it out from a balmum. To say that madrach a balmum that could eat kochim, when he does the avoida, he passes the korbin. So with that, that's not allowed to eat the kochim, for sure if he does the avoida, he'll make a psul a passel the korbin. Now the Gemara says, no, here's the question, Chura. Manly einin shekein osa b'maiser. Okay, an einin has a more chomedic alok, it's not like a maiser sheni. He's also teeth, an einin. So maybe that's why the Torah was so makbid, that if an einin does the avoid, they'll make a psul. But shekein is zar, he's allowed to eat the maiser. There's no psul for zar to eat maiser. So maybe I can't learn out zar from einin. Tumor says, are this a baal mum yachiach? A baal mum is yachiach. A baal mum is allowed to eat maiser. It still passes the carbon. And again, the chazer adin leroy zek roy zeh atar hashav shabem shem usharim, and therefore they make a psul is achina here. Therefore, that's why we're not the zar passes the carbon. Mar says no. Chachina miros so lift. Let's ask the question. Mal atar hashav shem shken lihuta babama, that maybe it was not huta babama. In other words, like who said my name was allowed to do the avodah b'shasta bamis? Maybe the Shasta Bamas and Einim was also Asar. And therefore he came on out of Zar from the other ones, because the other ones have an Issa, even B'Shasta Hetera Bamas. But Shaken is Zar that's mutter to bring B'Shasta Hetera Bamas, therefore maybe it does not possibly avoid the B'Shasta Beis Hamikdash. Mr. Moore says back, no. Mask of Lord Rav Somo, Bray the Rovo, O man Leimlan, who told you the Yone Nasa Babam, who told you that an Einim is now a do the Avoida? Even b'shas heter abomo is duma, maybe sharab abomo, maybe it's muta. B'shas heter abomo is maybe an einin is allowed to do the avoida, and the reason would be Rashi says the gabi einin sevo min hamikdash. There's only yasa from the base mikdash for an einin to do the avoida, but maybe b'shas heter abomo is an einin with muta. Therefore, it's good when we learn out we can make it so we can have the limud. From an einin, you can't ask the kasha. Can huta babama? Because an einin is also huta babama. Now, Rav Mishashi, Rav Mishashi says like this. Again, how do we know that a zar passes the avoda? Ask your kal v'chomer miyoshev. He makes the kal v'chomer from yoshev. A kohen that's sitting down. Ma yoshev shoychel. Im ovat chilu madach. A kohen that's sitting down. If he eats the kochim, he's allowed to eat when he's sitting down. Still, if he does the avoida sitting down, he passes the korban and will soon have to look for it later. That he passes the korban, if so, Zara, regularly Yisrael, she'ein o'yochel, he has no right teeth from the korban. Is ein o'dim, shim'ov ha'chil, isn't it a swar for sure? Shim'ov ha'chil, if he does the avoida, he'll pass the korban. Mor says, no, ma'al yoshev she'kein tosel yedus. Yoshev sitting down, maybe that's a special type of absul. It even applies to yedus. Edus, the prophet says, v'yomdu shnei ha'noshim. But the edim have to stand. If they sit down, they're possibly edus. So maybe that's why Yoshev is a bigger soul. That's why if the Kohen sits down and does the avodah, he passes the korban. Ma'ashenken by Zar, there's no soul edus by Zar. Maybe Zar does not pass the korban. So Gemara says, mi Yoshev Talmud Chochem, I'll tell you now, that by edus, a Talmud Chochem is allowed to sit down. And with Ashen the Gemara Sanhedrin, he'll either be nei covered to a Talmud Chochem. Therefore, there's not always a psul yeshiv by Edus. Therefore, you can't ask me any pircha, it's different by Edus. The Gemara still says, though, but mal is shame yeshiv shekei posul yedus. Like, even though you find one case that's mutter for a Talmud Chochem to say Edus sitting down, but for other people, it's posul to say Edus sitting down. So, it still does a pircha in this Kal v'chaymah. Yeshiv has a psul that I call upon him and apply Edus. The Gemara says, he holds, the Mishash holds, shame Yoshev with Paruch. We do not ask such a question, because since you find certain times that it's kosher Yedis even to sit down, so sitting down is not always such a big soul by Yedis. Therefore, it's not a Paruch on this Kal v'chomer. And the Yim Talmudayim Aporach, even if you want to say, you could ask this question, so the Chur is not a good Kavu Chayimah Azar from the Yashiv, maybe Yashiv is worse, because sometimes Yashiv is possibly Edis. So I'll tell you so, Asiyim Yashiv and Mechad Mihanach, I'll learn it out from Yashiv and one of the other ones, either from Tomei or from a Balmum. So, therefore I have the Kavu Chayimah from Yashiv and one of the other ones. Now the Gemara says, but the Yashiv, the Kosh, the Bama Minolan, how do we know? Like, you only ask the question over here that it's possibly the Bama, Nashma by the Bamas, you're allowed to do the Avodah sitting down. How do we know this? On my crocus, the Pasuk says, Lamad Lefnei Hashem L'Shosoi. You have to stand up in front of Hashem to worship Hashem. So we Darshan Lefnei Hashem. Only in front of Hashem is in the Beis Hamikdash. That's where the Kohanim have to do the Avodah standing up. So Lo Lefnei Bama, not in front of a Bama. By a Bama that's not considered Lefnei Hashem, there's no psul if you're sitting down. Therefore, Yashiv also is Hutar to Bamas. Therefore, it's good. I can have the Kavu Chayimah that if Yashiv does the Avodah, he passes the Avodah, for sure Azar would also pass all the Avodah. This is how we learn out the first part of the Mishnah, that if Azar does the Avodah, not only is he doing the Nisa, but he also passes the Korban. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding that Tezayin Amar Aleph. In the middle of the Gemara, near the bottom, Oinin. The Mishnah says, if an Oinin does the Avodah, he makes a psul in the Korban. So an Oinin is what? That's a Kohen, that one of his Korban was made, and before they made the Kruha, he's called an Oinin. But he's asked to do the Avodah, a regular Kohen. So we ask the question, Minolan, how do we know this? That a regular Kohen is asked to do the Avodah when he's an Oinin. And if he does it, like our Mishnah says, that it makes the psul, how do we know this from? So Marcel Dichtiv, the Pasuk says, O min ha-mikdash la yaitzei, for la yichalo. And here the Pasuk is talking about a Kohen Gadol. But it's saying there's a special halacha by a Kohen Gadol, that if he's an Oinin, even though his father died, still he does not have to leave the Beis HaMikdash. And if he does the Avodah, he will not be mechalo the Avodah. So the Diyuk is, ha-achar shalo yotzechino. If a regular Kohen had you though, if he does not leave when he's a head yet, when he's an Oinin, he will be Mechal of the Avodah. So now we have a diet that an Oinin is Mechal of the Avodah. We have Yelezer, Reb Lezer says in Yaakov in this Pasuk. But the Pasuk says, Hein Hegrivu, Ani Yekrafti. This is what Aaron was answering back to Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe was angry at Aaron and asked him, how come you burnt the carbon? Why didn't you eat from the carbon? So Aaron answered back and said, listen, Hey Hikrivu, did my sons bring the carbon? They're an Oinin. Like if they would have brought it, you'd be right. Then we were supposed to burn it. Ani Yekrafti. But Aaron said, no, you should know I brought the carbon today. And I'm a Kohen Gadol, and a Kohen Gadol has got to bring the carbon, even though I'm an Oinin. But Nechal is the proof, the Inu Akrib, it would have been true that his two sons would have brought the carbon today, and they were Oinin, because their brothers, Nadav and Avihu, died today. So then Shapur fell, then it would have been good, then Moshe wouldn't have had any complaints why he burnt the carbon. So from the fact that Aaron answered back and said, it was not my sons, it was me, Moshe would have been his son, the regular Kohen Hegit, if he would do the Avodah when he's an Oinin, it would be Cholol, it would be Tain Sreifa. So here the Pasuk is saying clearly that an Oinin, if he does the Avodah, he's Mechalo the Avodah, that you would have to burn the carbon.
Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar, my time aliyoma mi v'min ha-migdash l'yaytzei, how come Rabbi Elazar needs his pasuk by Aaron, why doesn't Rabbi Elazar ask in the first pasuk, that with Asher and min ha-migdash, it says that Kohen Gadol does not have to leave the Beis HaMikdash. Mashma Kohen Hegit has to leave the Beis HaMikdash when he's anointing, because if he would do the Avodah, he'd be Mechal the Avodah. Amalach, so Blev answered back and says, Amalach, Miksiv Achar Shla Yaitzich Hillel. He doesn't make this diak. It only says that if the Kohen Gadol, he's allowed to do the Avodah and he's not Mechalel. But he doesn't know from this diak, it's not Meduyik to say, Mashma, if a Kohen Hegyu does the Avodah, then it is Mechalel. Maybe no. Maybe if a Kohen Hegyu does it, also, it's also not Mechalel. So you have no proof in this Pasuk of Minamigdish Shla Yaitzich Lechalel. The fact that a Kohen Gadol is not Mechalel, you do not have a proof to say clearly that a Kohen Hegit would be Mechalel. Therefore, Abelez learned it out rather from the Pasuk by Aaron HaKohen, that he answered back to Moshe and said, it was not his sons that brought the korban today, but it was he himself.
Now the Gemara is the Iduch. Like the other man, the Yom, my time, the Yom, the Hein Hikrivu, the Tanakama, he learns out from the Prostag of the Kohen Godol. I mean, the Migdash Leyetzeh, how come he does not learn out from the same Prostag of Luz learns out from the Prostag of Aaron HaKohen, that it says, Mehen Hikrivu, it's mashmer, if they would have brought it, it would be good why they're supposed to burn it. So where it says, the Tanakama holds no, from that Prostag of Aaron, there's no proof. I'll tell you, Kisavar, Mifnei Tumma Nisrafor. The reason why it was burnt is because they became Tumayim, not because they were Anoinim. Al-Sirchus Anoinim is not talking about the Pasuk. True, they were Anoinim, but that's not the Shal. The Shal was, like Rashi explains, we'll see a Gemara later about this, that since they were Anoinim, true, so therefore they were not Makbid, they didn't teach themselves Torah. So because of Anoinim, they became Tumay. And they did the Avodah when they were Tumay, that's what would have made a Psul in the Korban. So you have no right to say the Psul would be because they're Anoinim. It could be no. Could be just because the fact they're in Einain, they did not make the kfur yet, they would not pass the carbon. But the reason why the children would have brought the carbon, it would have been Nisra, would have been good, was because they became Tomei, they were Tomei today. So Mishum if made Tumma Nisrafa. And we'll see later on, this is the Machlokes later on in the Gemara. Now Kuf Aleph, later on we'll see, the Machlokes exactly what Shandi Sukkim of the Hainik Rivu Ani Krafti, was it because of Aninus, or was it because of Tumma? Now the Gemara says, the very Rebbe Yishmael, Tono, the Rebbe Yishmael learned, how do I know to say get an Einin? If he does the avoid the regular Kohen Hegit, when he's an Einin, he makes the psul in the carbon, he passes the carbon. Ask you the Kavachoyma mi Balmum. He learns that a Kavachoyma from a Balmum, the Kavachoyma is like this. Oma Bal.